thinking on the one accord that Mr. Kylo gave to us on the Sabbath regarding our media program and the lives that it is touching. And it really hit me, that comment he made about, you know, numbers can just kind of glaze your eyes over after a while. But he said there are people behind those numbers, actual living and breathing people. Such were we, brethren, at one time, before God began to work with us, by whatever means God used to bring about your contact with him, the opportunity to learn God's way of life, being able to make changes and put sin away. It's a wonderful opportunity, brethren, that we have in knowing the truth of God. I hope we never forget what it is that God has given us, who has bestowed upon us as his children, as his called out ones. You know, David desired to build a house for God, didn't he? You know, he arranged and had all the materials. He had it in his heart to do it, but God said, and he knew David's heart, and he loved David, but he said, you know, as a younger man, you shed a great deal of blood, and God, not being a respecter of persons, he said, I'm going to give this assignment to your son, and he did. And it was Solomon's job to finish what his father had begun. And here in 1 Kings, we get an overview of the building of that temple and all that went into it. You know, Solomon had to see the vision that his dad had. He had to have the same vigor, the same desire that his father had in building this. The whole mission was to finish the temple. And as you look in 1 Kings chapter 6, beginning in verse 14, Solomon built. Everything was designed, measured out. The materials were there. The resources were abundant. But for him, it was more than the building. It was finishing that building to God. And we're told here in verse 14 that Solomon built the temple and finished it. He finished that work. Drop down to verse 37. In the fourth year, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid in the month of Ziv. And in the 11th month, in the month of Beul, which is the eighth month, the house was finished in all its details and according to all its plans. So he was 7 years in building it, but it was finished. And then he consecrated that temple to God and said, God, here is your house. Jesus Christ said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish the work. And I think about that, brethren, in regards to you and me. You and I have a work. We have been called and we have a responsibility. We are accountable for finishing the work that was begun in us. It's a tremendous work. Sometimes we can get a little weary doing the work that's been ascribed to us. But we, like Solomon, like Jesus Christ, whose last words, some of the last words he uttered was, it is finished. And when I look at the words here that he said, that his food was to do the will of him who sent me. Wherever you began, brethren, by whatever means God used to call you, he has the same expectation, for you and I to finish what we started. So if we looked at this particular scripture, we could say in regards to us, our food is to do the will of Him who called us. And to finish the work He began in us. Because He called us. The Father called each one of us. The Apostle Paul said towards the end of his life, he said, I have fought the good fight. There's a lot of fights out there one can battle, brethren. There's a lot of causes and things one can pour their time and energy into. Paul said, I fought the good one. You and I, brethren, are to fight the good one. And not just fight it, but as he said, I have finished the race. This is the day, brethren, when we think about our family members who finished the race before us, who lived their lives having been called by God, and they finished their race. It is now incumbent upon all of us, brethren, to finish what we started. And so we do think of our family members this day. I mentioned earlier about the names, the faces behind those numbers. I'd like to take a moment before we take up our offering today to read to you some of the letters that people are writing in as they come upon our Life, Hope, and Truth website. These are people, some of them are on the cusp, brethren, of beginning their fight. The one you're involved in right now. They're on the cusp. They're walking up to the starting line, just like you and I did. They're looking down at the line and the point, and they're looking out and wondering, where does the race finish? Where's the finish line? Because I was told before I began this race, you are to finish this race. I want to read just a few individual letters written to us. But brethren, this could have been us 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 55 years ago. When you walked up to the starting line and the gun sounded and you took off on your race. Here's one. I was Googling today to find a scripture in the Bible that talked about the Holy Spirit. And I found your article, How Do You Know You Have the Holy Spirit? As you know, many Christians believe that you do not have to do anything once you are, quote, born again, unquote. And then they decide who is born again by criteria that they set up according to their own beliefs. I loved your article about repenting and changing as you follow the Holy Spirit in your life, and about the fruits of the Spirit when you said, quote, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Christians will examine themselves to see how much this fruit is growing and will regularly ask God to provide His gracious Spirit to help them grow more. Wow, they said. Wow. Thank you. I can truly tell that you are walking with His Holy Spirit and following His light. I wish the children were in here to hear this one. I want to become a Christian so badly, it begins. Super badly. That already tells you right there, this is somebody young. I want to become a Christian super badly and follow the Ten Commandments, but I'm only 12. And my parents go go to church every Sunday. I want to keep the Ten Commandments, but wouldn't be allowed to keep the fourth. This kid is 12. Also, I want to be baptized. I was baptized as a baby by water being sprinkled on my head, not immersing in water. Anyway, I wasn't old enough to understand. I want to really be baptized, but can't. What should I do? Please help me. Will God understand? If I do this when I move out of the house, it might be too late. Jesus might have come already. Please help me. 12. And finally, I'm not a member of CAGWA, but I know one day I will be. It's complicated. But I was wondering, can you guys give me advice to figure out how I can maintain living a godly life, or at least start? Advise me on how to continue on fasting, praying, and Bible studying, especially if you don't really live in an environment that is healthy. Sometimes I find it so hard because although I know God is always there for me, I feel like I have no one else. I'm not sure what I'm saying, but if you find there's any advice at all, could you please let me know? Anything is appreciated. See, they're kicking at the starting line. One's only 12. He's kicking at it. He sees there's something that they're supposed to do. Something is supposed to happen. Now that they've come upon the Word of God, something, it is incumbent upon them that they must do something. Brethren, those of us who've been running the race, when you hear verbiage like this, it should inspire us all the more, brethren, to run in such a way that we achieve the prize. Because there are some who are desiring to run, but there are circumstances right now that they're going to just have to kind of work their way through. And you can certainly pray for these people, brethren, and asking your Father to provide that way. We have had children make their way into the church without their parents. It has happened. God, if He's calling someone, is going to make a way for them. So when you hear, again, words like this, it is so wonderful to be able to be a part of such a great work as this, brethren. Never take it for granted. As Jesus told His disciples, there are people out there who want to know what you know, see what you see, hear what you do, and it hasn't happened. But it has happened for you. You understand this day and the meaning behind this day. For the vast majority of people, is simply Monday. That's all. For some, it's Monday, but they have thoughts going on in their mind about something that they've read. And maybe they read about the Feast of Trumpets and wondering, what must I do to keep it? How do you keep it when I'm the only one? Where do I go? So, brethren, let us determine not just to run, but to finish our race. At this time, if you require a